nothing would happen. So he went to, he would get the child and all that, and I said, oh, good, that's how it's going to be, all what he's doing. So that enticed me to go with him, but after I went with him, and finally said, oh, he's going to put me on the stage, and I just, yeah, stay with me. And there was no training, and so I was doing a little bit, and before he got this big show, and he all happy, and got a lesson, and still, there's one going to do a solo, and another one, and that's a beautiful voice, you see.
I don't have to think of it. I'm talking about it.
Well, how do you think your parents would have felt about your traveling around and show business and dancing and so forth back in those days?
My mother passed away when I was small. I had two sisters, very young. My grandmother used to stay with us because Christian the farm, Christian my brother's house, the doctor, born in the state. He, I guess, loved it beyond the stage ever since, and I guess he knew it. Because I really wanted to be excited for it. So,
how did your grandmother feel about you and your brother?
Well, I didn't know I was going to go on the stage, I think. He said he was going to take care of me, and he was living back east, but he was away from home for so long, and so back home back east is his home, and he had a Caucasian couple, so the doctor, him, I was very fond of him, and he came up with this couple, they had a big car, and they were to do back in Chicago, so that's why he came up. I haven't been home for a long time, I can go back to San Francisco and go visit my sisters. So this couple said, we've never been west too for some reason. We're driving and we're going to get there's an okay now and then. And basically, I took my sister down to San Diego, San Francisco and San Diego. Those days are a big deal. We never go as far as San Francisco to Oakland. That's all of it. So she got a trip and put on San Diego and her brother. Now when I come back another week, I want you to make up your mind to go and come with me, take care of me. So that's why I have to go debating to meet the doctor. And I'm going to stay with the doctor who's going to take up some kind of nursing or something. Because I'm beginning to like it when I work in the doctor.
How did your grandmother feel about you being
a I must have left after my grandmother passed away.
How do you think they would have felt, your grandmother or your parents?
Oh, yes, they would have felt like that. Even not on the stage, just the folk of my brother and mom.
Do you think it would have been okay for your brother? They wouldn't have minded so much his traveling around and being on stage, but it would have been worse for girls or worse.
Yeah. Even just go with my brother along, away from home. But then after I went back there, and then he gradually, began to stay for a little bit of time, and then he started a big show, and then he included me. Okay. There are two groups. One group was started from there. He came back out here. Started from there. In Hollywood. Back in Georgia. Sacramento. Boston. San Francisco. And so on. Then he came up and down the coast. And then San Francisco and Fresno Stockton and Sacramento and Oregon and Houston, but they get a full contract and they all across the country to New York. And they stop in this big town for about 3 days and then going. And they start off, it's very economical. or two big palm, big sedan, cut all of them and looking from top and we have that much in there. And then they start small. After we had a meal, they so well and then the money was coming in and working steady and then after keep on adding more and more.
Well, how much did you make, roughly, when you were traveling around with the show?
Not too much, but we still have money left over. After we pay for our own hotel. And we usually like to get a big room and share with the girls, and we're four girls in one room. And then we go out to eat and go on a dollar or so a meal and we get the whole group goes in the Chinese restaurant and the boys and girls all together and then there's about 10 or 12 of us and okay, let's find some plain rice and plain food and a little soup and a little towel and beef and vegetable and a paste or something. So maybe pay 75 cents a person and some will eat all he wants. And every time we go to, we first thing look for Chinese restaurant. And just even a chop suey house, and well, can't have anything with the vegetable and Chinese that way. And then we went to some town down south, with some big restaurants and some family well to do and saw us, you know, and said, oh, you know, seeing Chinese food, you know, together like that. And come to, you know, time off with them, come to our house for, you know, dinner, a party, and some of the boys, you know, saw some of the girls, and we start to call for the girls, and the boys call for our girls, and great time.
Do you think it was more or less than $70 a month?
Yeah, I guess it was around there, between $70 and $70.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning we hardly have any salary, but the money in the company has will pay for our transportation, pay for our costumes, pay for living quarters, you know, and small money for rent. That didn't last too long. We were doing pretty good, and then we were able to get low pay, and then we had to pay our own way. We still have money left.
Do you have any idea what the average income was in the 30s? Not just your own case, but just roughly what other people were making?
No. Singers, you probably get a little more, and then the dancer might get a little more, especially in the music and the group and line up. But as we go along, making, we're getting more money for the show, the whole troupe, and then we get more.
Did most Chinese like to live near other Chinese before the war? Well, you were traveling part of the time, but after you came back, I suppose.
Well, after we traveled, we really grown out of the Chinese environment, you know, all packed together. Well, after you travel and you're not sophisticated, but you kind of broaden your mind, broaden your view or something. Come back home and see my cousins are all married, and four white kids are all proud of them, and their sister and brother are all, because they were making too much money, so I like the cousin now is the way we do now, that she was the fourth one, and the sister, brother, and the daughter, they marry, and everybody has 3-4 kids, you know. And you have to crowd one small place, you know. But then when I come home, I say, oh, how are they all getting in one place, you know? And so that's the way, you know. And then after that, in a way, then, you know, the money gone, you know, do better.
Do you think you were more non-typical of the Chinese in Los Angeles? You didn't live crowded together in Chinatown or close to China?
Yeah.
I think that was, it was more normal that the Chinese wanted to stay together and live together? Or?
No, like I said, the one had been away, they wouldn't know the difference, but, you know, the happiness right then. Look like my husband, he come from Hong Kong, born in Hong Kong, but when he came over when he was young, and he said his father left him here with an uncle owned a laundry, and his father went back home, and his uncle only gave him a dime, a quarter for the whole day, you know, meal and transportation and everything, and he had to squeeze. And then I kept thinking to his mind, I'm going to get a job, and he got a job in the hospital or someplace, you know, put some beds and doing chores and everything. Go to school and have money too. So he go downtown and see some of his friends or a cousin or shop there, and that's all. He don't like to stay down there and live the way they do. So he seems like, you know, he just, once you get away, you just, you know, fit yourself instead of, you know, still like the rest of them.
Did you know of any Chinese who would move if the neighborhood changed, and, you know, and they would want to move in order to be closer to other Chinese?
Oh, yeah, some.
Do you think that was the feeling of the majority, or just within a small minority that did that?
Well, like I said, the one
that
been out, been around, and they wouldn't know if anyone was around, we should move where they, you know, up with them, tell you that, and be around there, or if they need to get a job from those people or what, you know. So, but I think, you know, we always work for outside of them, but, you know, just different by them. Mm-hmm. You know, we're married, so we still don't want to get in Chinatown. We look for the job, you will be looking outside Chinatown.
Well, so still looking outside of Chinatown, he still worked with Chinese people, right?
No, yes. He would, well, that's if the restaurant, Chinese restaurant called him and he wants a job, he would be working. But, like the job that started in Burbank, it's a Jewish fellow that had the money and he was a maker of studio too, so he knew from invested in the picture or something and make some money again. Open a Chinese restaurant and you got some Chinese food. And my husband is the one that, you know, yeah, I'm still the one that did it, running up and running up. That way you can do what is needed. And then get the help and the coat and from time to time. The next one is the next one.